podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. We are looking ahead to game week 26. There's been a cavalcade of videos and podcasts all week, and today is no exception. We've got the team news. This is where we reveal all the injury and lineup developments from the press conferences today. To join me as ever to discuss those developments is Neil, Fantasy Football Scout's editor and team lineup prediction, whatever, guru. Neil, guru, how are you?
Thank you very much. Yeah, less of that guru, thank you. I'm good, thanks, Joe. Yeah, this will be a wild card freezer one if you're sick of the talk of that particular chip.
You asked me if I was wild card. I forgot to ask you before we went on. You're wild carding.
Yes, I am. Oh. Yeah, I'm following the hood. I was going to do it anyway, to be honest. Once that Spurs v Southampton match went ahead and Leicester v Brentford was confirmed, it was pretty clear to me, but. Yeah, I know there's a lot of people who aren't doing it, including yourself. Mm. And if it wasn't out of necessity, I think I would have saved it as well.
I was actually fine not to wildcard this week until everyone on Twitter was saying, wildcard. but I'm okay. I'm going to live without Brentford defenders for a week.
I think you'll be all right.
See if I can manage it. But you never know. So obviously this team news is very applicable to you. So you'll be listening to yourself, as will lots of other people who are wildcarding as well, or those who are just making any moves as well. Are the players you're getting in, are the players you're getting out, are they fit to play? As ever, what we'll do is we'll run down the list of teams as they are on the FPL website. And then we'll do a quick roundup at the end. So let's start with my cursor. We'll go down for City and Newcastle up first. So at Man City, John Stones has been injured for a while, but could he be back? And what other developments have been happening at Man City?
Stones could be back, yes, as well as Laporte. So that's making things even more complicated when trying to predict who's going to line up at centre-half. So he is, they've both been back training for over a week, actually.
Oh.
Stones definitely has. Stones was partly training last Friday, so he's had a full week there. After a month out, so he should be nearing contention. Laporte as well, he's had an illness, so again, a short-term thing, so he should be back. And even Stefan Ortega, who got an injury in midweek, the backup keeper, should be back as well. So that leaves him with a completely clean bill of health.
Okay, so Newcastle, their opponents, have been resilient for a lot of the season. It's dipped off a bit at the end. And by coincidence, Bruno Guimaraes has been absent as well.
Yeah.
So that's probably influenced how they play a little bit. But is he back from injury to face Man City?
He is. I thought you said they've been Brazilian this year, which would have worked as well.
They've been brilliantly brilliant or brilliantly
Brazilian.
He is brilliant,
yeah. He is back, which is great for us. I mean, he was part of that cup final lineup last weekend after suspension, so his ban's been served. He came off with an ankle injury in that match at Wembley, but he's fine. Much the same as his last ankle injury, he shrugged it off, and he's back. He passed fit. Nick Pope's available as well, in case you didn't realise. He was suspended for that League Cup final, of course, because of his red card against Liverpool, but it was just a one-match ban, so he comes back in for this one. And much like City, pretty much injury-free, apart from Emil Kraft, who's out long-term.
Okay, before we move on to Arsenal-Bournemouth news, just to welcome those who've joined us in the live chat. Jojo, Lewis, Darmid, Derek, Rasta Dude, Nick N, Barry, and many more. Thanks for joining us. I'm seeing the wildcard word mentioned a lot. A lot of people are wildcarding, so they're going to want to know about these team news. Arsenal play game week 28, so, and they're a good side. So people want to know whether their assets are fit or not. Lots of people wanting to know whether to change them around a little bit. Ketcher is, I know, was a bit of an injury doubt going into this. So what's the latest there from the Arsenal camp about some of their injured players?
you know, Nketiah is still flagged, and he will be going into the deadline. So Arteta said himself that it's a bit uncertain what's going to happen with him this weekend. He did add that he was quite positive about it and hopefully he'd be fine. But even if he is past fit, of course, he might be somebody that you're looking to get rid of anyway, because he's been benched for the last two. And we've also got Jesus very nearly returning. There's another update on him today. He's not quite ready for a playing comeback yet, we don't think. But he's doing certain things with the team, according to Arteta. That was his quote.
Playing?
He's not... Yeah.
Just eating.
He's not... going out on nights out and stuff like that. He's this is the sort of the tell-all line. He's not very close, but he's not far at all, which is hard to decipher. But I think that means that he's not going to play this weekend. But before the international break, possibly. I saw Football London speculating that the Europa League games doubleheader is going to be a penciled in date for his return. So we could see him before we break for the internationals in a fortnight's time.
Okay, that was what I think you predicted a couple of weeks ago would be a likely return for him, sort of gradual return. They face Bournemouth, so a lot of interest in players like Saka for the armband as well. So those who are backing Saka will hope that Bournemouth are in an awful state. What is the case with Bournemouth?
Bournemouth haven't been too bad, actually. I know they got beat last year in off City, but they've done pretty well before that. They've got Lewis Cook back, who's back in the squad this weekend. They've still got, I think, six out. So that's Zabani and Tavernier. They're closing in on return, but they're still not ready. Same with Brooks and Kelly as well. They're not far off, but again, still sidelined. And two players who missed out last weekend, Vinha and Stanislas, that's been reported as they're still out. So six out. But Cook returns. 1-1 Arsenal, by the way. Jorginho is fine after illness.
A few people in the live chat are saying that they've seen some things on social media about Cher at Newcastle, just before we move on, saying that he wasn't pitched in training. So that obviously sparks a rumour, injured. But sometimes it's because they're down the local hospital doing some charity work for the Football Clubs Foundation. Who knows? But have you heard anything from Cher? Is there anything in that so far?
I haven't. However, he did get a blow to the head at Wembley last weekend and carried on. So whether that's partly concussion protocol, it could be that.
Okay.
But he carried on and played a full game. So they obviously checked him at the time. And there's obviously a lot of contentious debate to be had about that, whether players should be taken off more readily. It was nothing from Howe today. However, I obviously watched that game last weekend, and he did get a blow to the head. So that would be my immediate thinking.
Okay.
I'll take a look closer on tonight, see if I can get any more clues. Yeah. But it is the early kickoff tomorrow, so hopefully we'll get a bit of a heads up on that.
Okay, so sort of a mini flag, a mini doubt there, but a mini unofficial doubt. We don't know yet. So as far as we know, he's fine, but you never know. Aston Villa playing Crystal Palace. Nathan Ferguson, he's not anywhere near it, is he, by the way?
Yeah. Well, he was mentioned today by Vieira. He's going to have more minutes, I think, within the 23s. Could feature before the end of the season for the seniors. The next target, Vieira said, was, I think, him playing 75 minutes for the youth team. So he played, I think, was it last week for the under-21s?
Okay.
So he's going to gradually build himself up, but obviously not quite ready for first team contention just yet. Sam Johnson's still out as well. But other than that, clean bill health, which includes Zaha. So he is now back, been training for a fortnight, hasn't had any relapse or anything like that. So he's back in the squad, I think, for the first time in about 4 or 5 weeks.
Well, that is big news if anyone's fielding their Villa defenders this week. Speaking of Villa, how are they? Coutinho, I heard, was out. Is that the case?
Yeah, out for a month. So him, I think he's the only injured player per se, but Carlos is still not quite ready. He's been out for, I think, 6 months. And he's back in training, but not quite ready to feature. So those two are the only two who are sidelined for fitness reasons. But then Donker won't play either because he's got a personal circumstances and he won't feature this weekend.
Okay, well, I've got the scarf ready in the background. Brighton are a hot property in FPL at the moment. They've got a double and then a blank, then a double, and I think they got two more doubles to go, three more.
Yeah, they've got definitely There's probably going to have five doubles in total between now and the end of the season.
Okay, they've got absolutely huge. They're pivotal to our plans. So we want to know, they've got so many cheap assets. You've got March, McAllister, Matoma, and that's just the midfielders that are around the 5 million mark. And then you've got Estupinan and at the back as well, and all the other defenders like Dunk. But Sonny March and Estupinan missed the cup game in the midweek. But are they fit this time around?
They are. Yeah, I'll try and transcribe the exact quote later on from De Zerbi, because I haven't actually seen the press conference yet. It hasn't landed on YouTube or elsewhere, but it's been widely reported by the club themselves that they are both fit and available. So that's good. Welbeck's obviously fit as well. He came back in midweek, which is not good if you're Ferguson, I suppose, because that is a rotation risk there.
But he can play tough. But he can play.
He can. Yeah. Yeah, and he did. Was it the Bournemouth game, I think, where he played both up front? So if you're a McAllister owner or prospective owner, just be aware that he's not guaranteed to play in that number 10 role forever. Elsewhere, so Lallana and Moda, of course, are long-term ones. Colwell's going to get game time with the under-21s first. He's back in training, but not ready to feature this weekend. Gilmore's been in training as well, but again, a backup at best.
Okay, and well, they face West Ham. Sometimes David Moyes can be a bit vague, but has he got anything sort of concrete about his walking wounded this time around?
No, he's doing it deliberately now. He said he was asked about team news, and he started talking about Zouma and Cornier, who, you know, obviously were all interested in Fabianski. So Zouma and Cornier have been back in training for a little while, and they've been out for varying lengths of time, and Moyes hopes to get them closer to the first team. Those are his words. No word that I've seen today on Fabianski and Kufal as well. However, Moyes did a presser in midweek before that Man United Cup game, and he says that he thinks Fabianski has fractured his cheekbone and eye socket. So they're waiting to see whether that was surgical remedy or just letting it heal naturally. But either way, out for some time. Kufal, I don't know the exact prognosis on. It was a heel problem. Managed to limp off last weekend. Moyes didn't think it was too bad, but not had word on whether he's going to be fit.
Okay, next up, Brighton's B team, a.k.a. Chelsea. They take on Leeds. Chelsea, with Graham Potter, with seemingly every player in the world, probably he's gone through Brighton's books as well as him and all his staff. And I read this week they've set up a fan sort of committee, which is exactly identical to Brighton's fan committee. And the chairman of Brighton has pointed out to his cleaners that they better watch out because they're about to be headhunted as well.
Yeah.
That's enough of my rant. Chelsea, Graham Potter, he's got a million players who have some big names, could be doubts this time around.
Yeah, this is only going to make the wildcard template, I think, even more nailed. Because Reece James I've seen in a few wildcard teams. With Chelsea's fixtures ahead and the double in 29. But he is a doubt for this one, again, with a hamstring injury. I think Potter said hamstring tightness. So they might hold him back. I think the Champions League game's on Tuesday, I believe, against Dortmund. So they're probably going to hold him back for that, I would think, based on that quote. Mount's out as well. He's got an abdominal issue. Okay. So he's out. Thiago Silva, of course, was stretchered off or held off last weekend. Damaged knee ligaments, and he's out for 6 weeks. On top of that, they've also got Mendy out, Broja's out, Azpilicueta still out with that concussion or head protocol. Pulisic and Kante are back in training, but not yet ready to feature. Certainly not Pulisic. Kante has just had his first session, so I'd be amazed if he's anywhere near that starting 11. I think the only player they might get back is Kovacic, who's been ill, but he was on the grass this week.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, they've got a fair few players to replace them, though.
They have.
Leeds. Now, Gracia. I think he deserves to have his name completely mispronounced, because we'll read this quote out from him. This is not what we want to hear.
Yeah, this is it. He said, so this is the complete opposite of what we've been used to with Bielsa and Marsh. Asked again, this is about the third time this has happened now. Asked again about the injury latest, and he said, I know you're really concerned about injured players, but don't worry, they're in the best hands to recover as soon as possible. I don't like to speak about players who are injured. So we don't know who's fit, who's not. We think that Rodrigo is still out, although he shouldn't be too far away. Forshaw in Dallas too. Sinisterra, again, a bit like Rodrigo, he won't be too long. Strout was back, or was meant to be back 2 weeks ago after concussion, but hasn't been seen since. I think he had fogginess in training. Cooper and Robert were absent in midweek. We don't know if that was precautionary or if there's any sort of issue there. So, unfortunately, Garcia, as I'm going to call him now, hasn't been of any help whatsoever.
No, he's rubbish. He doesn't want to do his job, which is to tell us, and the fans of Leeds. I mean, yeah, we're here as FPL managers wanting to know, though. But Leeds fans have a right to know. If they're going to the match, they have a right to know whether some of their top players are actually going to make it or be injured. But
I was trying to think back to what he was like at Watford, and I'm pretty sure he wasn't as bad as this. I'm fairly confident he used to give us updates on Holobas and Cavaselli, and I vaguely recall that. So I don't know what's happened in the interim.
Well, I mean, I wish Garcia all the luck at the job centre.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's move on. Wolves against Tottenham. Bueno is in a lot of defences, and it's partly prompting people to wildcard because they want to face up their size. He looked injured, so do we know the extent of that injury?
We do, yeah. He is injured, and he's going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks, so that'll take him out of game week 28 if you needed him for that, in that blank game week when Wolves are playing. He's not going to be fit for that. He's probably the other side of the international break now, to give me 29. So he's out, along with the longer-term ones. It's too soon for Hwang and Boubacar Traore as well. Still out. But Cunha, who was stretched off last weekend, should be available. He's been a very, very swift recovery.
Wow.
And it's going to be a late assessment on him, but Lopetegui seems confident that he's going to feature.
Okay. And Spurs, now they've got quite a lot of players are sort of long-term injured at the moment, but Emerson Royale was an injury doubt going into this. Will he join the likes of Sessegnon, Bentancur, Lloris, Bissouma in being sidelined? So yeah, Royale, what's the latest?
He's fine, yeah. He's been passed for today by Stellini, who's still in for Conte. So that just leaves the four that you've mentioned there, Sessegnon, Bentancur, Lloris and Bissouma.
Hey, Harry Kane was ill, but they still bung him on because they need him. So presumably he's all well there, because I know I've seen him on a lot of wildcard teams.
Yeah, I think that was Spurs trying to cover their backsides for benching him in a cup defeat against Sheffield United. So he'd been ill, I think, a couple of weeks ago with a fever and still played in a Premier League game. And then he had a sore throat or something like that more recently. But nothing today. And as you say, he even got on the pitch in midweek. So nothing that's preventing him from getting out there.
The conquerors of the mighty Wrexham in Sheffield United.
Exactly.
Let's move on to Southampton against Leicester. Celes, what's he been saying about Southampton?
Well, yeah, talking about underestimating a lower league opponent. Southampton getting beat by Grimsby, of course, this week. They are almost in full rude health. So that's Adams is back. And Juan Larios is going to play for the B team tonight. He's been out for a while. So the only person still injured.
That's the A team, isn't it? Southampton?
Yeah. It's hard to know which one's the B team these days. So I think that's just Livermore who's out, but he's a longer term one. Everyone else is fine.
Leicester now. I mean, Leicester have a bit of form against Southampton. So there's going to be interest in their assets. But they're going to need James Maddison back. Is he going to be fit?
He should be fine. That was Rogers' line yesterday. Should. He's been training this week, and I don't think there's any real concern. There was a bit of confusion about why he missed out last weekend, because he was flagged originally with a knee issue. That's like an ongoing thing that he's managing. Restricts his training time. But it was illness that made him miss out against Arsenal. And I think he was back in training even on Monday or Tuesday. So I wouldn't have thought there'd be any other issues unless there's that knee injury's been flaring up again. So he should be fine. Tielemans is out now. 6 weeks, I think. He joins Justin in being out. Bertman and Evans have been back in training, but sounds like they're still short of match fitness.
Okay, rightio. So let's have a look over at Nottingham Forest take on Everton. I've got a couple of Everton players. I'm probably going to play Tarkowski this week, but I'm not expecting too much. let's go with them first. They're visiting Forest. Calvert-Lewin, they need him. They need goals, don't they? So is he back?
Well, we didn't quite get touch and go from Dice, but we got something very similar. He said he's recovering and getting strong, and then two-word assessment, we'll see. So still a bit of doubt there, and he's just palming us off every week with, you're getting closer, we're not going to take any risks, and this has been going on for, I think, about a month now. Yeah,
he was like that at Burnley, wasn't he?
I think there was, I remember Ashley Barnes going through something similar. I'd still be surprised to see him. Patterson, who probably people have ditched now, after he missed out in game 25, but he featured last night for the under-21, same with Garner, but even Dice was saying the day that he's a little bit behind Garner, so definitely not involved this weekend, and no guarantees that he'll be back for the following game either.
Okay, welcome some of those others that are joining us in the live chat, as we see, hundreds of you, FPL Spartans, Dennis, FPL Rank Chaser, and El Fozzy, who ably stood in for me last time. But, you know, obviously, I have got huge boots to fill after that. Nottingham Forest, how are they set up for this? As an owner of Tarkowski, I hope they're not in a good state, but they've got lots of really good players, haven't they?
They have, yeah. They've got plenty more who are out as well, of course. Bolly, McKenna, Henderson, Kouyaté, Awoniyi, Bianconi, Richard's still out. Nia Carty, who thinks going to get more game time with him, the 21s first, but he's injury free. Some news to bring in the fullbacks, actually, because Williams started last weekend. Aurier's been out. But he's now on a 50% flag, Aurier, having been red flag. I can't remember the exact quote. I think Cooper said, we'll see, on Aurier. Originally, Aurier said he's going to be out for 10 to 15 days, which is around about now. And then Cooper, of course, who just lies.
Him and Gracia, they're having a clash of titans in your eyes for the worst manager in the business.
I think he put a longer time frame on it. I think he said about a month, but lo and behold, what a surprise. Cooper wasn't right.
I like the way you just say he lied. Yeah. He said he lied.
I was thinking of framing it in a more diplomatic, non-libelous answer, but no, I'm just going to accuse him of lying.
Okay.
Another fullback, however, Renan Lodi, who is, I've seen him in one or two wildcard teams. He's not obviously not templated by any stretch, but Forest have got a 28 game, they've got a decent dull, and he's very cheap. However, I think he's going to have to be assessed. I think he walked off last weekend, according to Cooper. He was substituted late in the game. So I think it sounded like he needed assessing this week. So another one who could be added to the injury list. Yates is back in training, has been for a little while, so he could be back.
Okay, we've entering the final couple of fixtures to go. Liverpool, Manchester United take place on Sunday. That is a very important game. Liverpool have the ability to be good, we have discovered recently. Manchester United are continuing their great run of form, especially with Rashford there. So with the home side first, with Liverpool, any news there? I mean, they seem pretty, most of the, apart from the long-term injury problems, they seem okay, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much, Joe. It's just the same ones. Finally got confirmation that Gomez is still out. So he's red flagged now. Diaz, Thiago, Ramsey, they're still out. No word on Keita, who was out in midweek with a knock. But yeah, apart from that, everyone we think is all right.
Okay, Manchester United, similar situation, isn't it? They've got a whole bunch of long-term problems. But Luke Shaw has got a flag at the moment. Is that still on?
He has, yeah. It'll remain on because it's not 100%. He's definitely going to play. However, it's a very positive upgrade from Ten Hag. You said we expect him back.
Good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, Sancho as well, who was out with illness in that cup game against West Ham. But he thinks he should be available as well. So I think that just leaves Eriksen and Van der Beek, who are definitely out longer term. Martial's sort of week to week being assessed, but he's been out for some time with this hip thing. So I think this game will probably come a bit too soon.
Okay, right, yeah. And final game on Monday is Brentford against Fulham. Fulham, actually, good side, but they are without Paulinho. Paulinho for his two-match ban, is that correct?
It is.
So what else is happening at Fulham? Mitrovic has always been a bit touch and go recently, but, yeah, any other injuries?
Yeah, Mitrovic was obviously absent last weekend, which had a big domino effect for many managers in terms of the transfers. He's now back. He came back on Tuesday in that cup game against Leeds. So he might still be nursing this thing he's had since before Christmas, of course, a bit like Madison, you know, a niggle. But he's unflagged and he played on Tuesday, as I said. So yeah, Paulinho, first player to get the 10 bookings for the season, doing a catamole, as we know, as we say in the trade. He's now beginning a two-match ban, so he's out. Kurzawa, Kearney and Cabano are injured as well.
Right, yeah. Brentford, another a bit like Brighton. They got a double coming up, and then they don't have a blank, and then they have a double. So they are absolutely crucial to our plans for the next three game weeks. But game week 26 is what we're talking about here. And so who is available there for our lovely wildcard teams, those that are wildcarding?
Pretty much everybody. So, yeah, Janssen and Onyeka, who were injured, they're now fit and available. So I think that's pretty much everyone fit. Maybe the backup goalkeeper, I need to get a confirmation on him, but everyone of note from a fantasy perspective is available. And we think that includes Ivan Toney for the time being. You may have seen this. I wrote an article about this on the site earlier in the week. He has reportedly admitted some of those FA charges, not all of them. He's contesting a few as well. So now I think it's when is the hearing for his case. So Sky Sports are reporting that's not going to take place until April.
Okay.
Which is, we'll see him available until, game week 28 at the very least. So you'll see you through the blank and the doubles if Sky are accurate in their reportage. And then beyond that, there's most journalists are saying that they expect a ban. If he's found guilty, that the ban will kick in before the end of the season. And it suits Brentford as well to have that happen because it'll be like a monthly thing. Mm. And it suits them to have him suspended when there's no football on over the summer. So that is the thinking now, that it might be April onwards. But obviously it's just journalism, journalist speculation at the moment as to when that'll be. Okay. But he might be able to see you through till 29.
So he looks pretty safe for this crucial time for Brentford.
I would think so, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a look at the roundup just to see some of the players that we were talking about there. Bruno Guimaraes is back for Newcastle. Madison is another key name there. Jorginho's back for Arsenal. Zaha back for Palace. That is big news. Martin Estupinan, they've recovered from just missing the FA Cup. Emerson Royale at Spurs back. Adams should be back. I think he's back. Luke Shaw, we think, should be back. He's somewhere between fit to play and questionable, but more on the fit to play bit. Sancho and Mitrovic, fit to play, questionable. Stones is back, but I put questionable because he's coming straight back from injury. We don't know whether he's going to start, so he's questionable for a start there. Same with Laporte for his illness. Nketiah, questionable, we don't know there. And Reece James as well, he's got this hamstring issue. We just don't know. Patterson, he's going to be still in some teams, but he's still a fitness concern. But he's had a bit of another run out with the under 21s. Calvert-Lewin, we think is probably out, but I guess he's somewhere between major doubt and out. But either way, we're not going to be interested in getting him in. Carlos at Villa, Achilles problem, out. Coutinho, hamstring, he's out. Villa. Fabianski, eye problem. I mean, it sounded awful, actually. Sounds like his face is missing. But so Fabianski with the problems there. Mount is definitely out for Chelsea. Thiago Silva, definitely out. Martial, forever out. Manchester United. Jesus, he's nearing a return, very near, we think. Lallana is out. That's important for McAllister because it frees up the number 10 role where McAllister could play. Bentancur is there for knee. I'll just put it there to remind me that there's quite a few long-term Spurs issues there with Bissouma and Lloris. Pelinha is suspended for a couple of games. That is also big news for Sky managers. He's been an absolute mainstay there, tackling legend. But unfortunately, his tackling got him into trouble this time around. And Bueno, hamstring problems. He's out for, what was it, 3 to 4 weeks, I think you said?
3 to 4 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. So he needs to go, basically. So that will prompt some people with many issues who are wildcarding. Janko has just said, Kane not featured here. No, he's not featured because he played in midweek towards the end. But there was just some concern that he was ill before there. Okay, we've got everything there. Thanks a lot for joining me, Neil. Thanks a lot for the many of you that joined us in the live chat. Great to see you. I wish you all a good game week. Same for you, Neil, and same those who are listening and watching back. Until next week, we've got lots of videos, podcasts prepared for game week 27 coming up for next week. And there's, for the members, there is a members video tonight. Andy will be talking all things wildcard, and particularly his wildcard. So if you're a member there, do look out for that. We'll have all the links on the site. In the meantime, see you soon and good luck.